You guys got beat by little girls.
I mean, they were really great dancers.
Hey, I did my best.
They literally spend all day doing this for fun. We just walked through a portal from the other side of the world.
That's why I lost, because I was too busy, recovering from the flames.
You know, it's being like heroes of a town.
They deserved the W.
They did.
Yeah. They played a good game. That we played hard, but they were obviously out the win.
I still want to investigate the ref because I'm fairly certain there was corruption. But we'll let you sort it.
The ref was paid off.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Benson, you were the one that they just can't get a lead on.
Yeah.
But like everyone else, they're just sort of like, oh, Kezra's the demon hunter. Elkwood's the other elf with a bow. Adelar, we don't like that guy. Benson, however, they're just like, hey, I mean, seems like a good guy. I don't know.
Because he's still in full armor,
he's just
right?
One of those round ears.
Is he still in full
plate?
Yeah,
I'm still in full. I did or that whole dance in full plate.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
I mean,
the second time they didn't even hit me, they just hit my armor and still made a ding.
They cheated.
But they counted it anyway.
It'd be so easy. His entire body's covered in bells. I think my wife just ordered Ichiban sushi because I got a text message.
Nice.
Order from your local sushi shops. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's gas station sushi, then
no.
Avoid that.
That's not a local sushi shop.
Yeah,
also, if you're in like Wyoming, maybe don't try it for sushi. I don't think there's
I'll tell you
very
fish
fresh
is that.
Fish there.
Fish.
My grandmother's from Ohio, and when she married my grandfather in Massachusetts and all that, she had crabs a lot because she moved to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And when she was like going back home at one point, they were like, "Can you bring crabs?" And she was like, I guess I could." And then they were just like, "We love crabs."
Yeah.
So she had to go back to Ohio with like blue crabs for people that just never had it.
That's awesome.
One of the fun things about working for a small business in the state of Maryland is last Friday, I got in, and one of the guys came and was like, you didn't make lunch plans today, did you? I was like, no, why? He's like, we're going to bushel crabs.
Oh, man.
I was like, it's going to be a good day.
That's awesome. Jonathan, are they accepting any new hires?
Your
commute.
The crabs are totally worth your cut and pay.
Your commute might be a little rough.
Yeah.
I'd let him drive an hour and a half, but he'd be for crabs.
Last month, we did oyster. We fried oysters in the shop.
Oh, man.
We just pushed all the stuff off the workbenches, put a fryer on it.
Hell yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
That's
baller. Well, maybe you'll enjoy some elaborate Acrovellian cuisine here. However, something really caught your eye after the dance last time as a female lioness sort of is perched in the trees. She's watching you. And as you guys sort of take note, she sort of just like lays down and sort of just takes a cat nap.
Aww.
Benson's eyes do not, like, unless it's there for like an extended period of hours, Benson's attention is very much on this lion.
Is he going to rub its belly?
No. He's not stupid.
If you guys want to roll a nature check.
I'm great at that.
Kezra just like looks at one of the little girls like, is anybody concerned about that?
No, that's her name is Harriet. She's a kind spirit here in the woods.
I got 23.
Spirit.
He did better than me.
A spirit, you said, like a protector of some kind?
The little girls are sort of like, my father said she thinks she is a leopard.
What?
She's a lion who thinks she's a leopard.
That's what my father said, yeah.
I don't understand. I got a 23 in nature, what's that tell me?
they this is very out of place for a lion. You know, lions are mostly in the savannah and more drier areas.
What about the In the Jungle song? It's about the mighty lion.
I mean, it's not an accurate song.
shit, Disney lied to me.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying Disney inaccurately portrayed something?
What?
I never believed that.
Yeah, never, ever. But it's very obvious that the elves here are very fond of Harriet, who they... As you guys are sort of, like, looking at Harriet, the elves are looking at you, seeing how you interact with her.
Benson will slowly approach this lion. Does it do anything?
She sort of... Roll for initiative. She sort of... She mulls your face up. So she sort of just laying there. When you walk up, you kind of, like, startle her a bit, and she sort of, like, gets up and then changes position and lays back down. So she's wary of you, but she feels comfortable with the fact that there's literally hundreds of EKJ elves around.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But no, she just literally gets up and then lays back down.
Yeah. You ever see a cat in one position?
Yeah.
They get up and stretch, and then...
And then they flop down.
And then curl in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they look at you a little bit, but then just don't care.
Yeah.
All right, I won't disturb it anymore if it's napping.
Come on, you gotta do a tourist thing. Like, you go up there, and then I'll take a picture of you while you're, like, trying to touch it.
Did you guys ever see that video of the woman who was in Alaska and thought it was a good idea to take a selfie next to a bison?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Literally, bison.
Man, I just Googled The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and it's just another song that America stole from Africa and made famous.
Well, wow. I'm not surprised.
It's originally written in South Africa in Zulu, and it was... made famous by the Tokens, a doo-wop group in America.
I want to hear the original. I'm sure that song slaps.
Probably is pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's written by a woman, too. Huh. Oh, wait, no, it's not. I don't think it is. No, man.
If anybody else wants to try to approach her, as I said, the UQJ elves are watching.
I mean, El could go up, but Reverend, really, like, he's not stupid, because he's like, oh, it's a lion. I can
make... me a nature check.
Ugh. Oh, it's not my best skill. 14.
So you go up and try to, like, put her at ease with your body language, but she still sort of, like, looks at you and sort of, like, glares a bit.
Well, I tried. He determines that body language of being, all right. Kind of puts his hands up and just kind of backs away. Goes, yeah, I tried. Don't know what exactly to do here.
If anybody else wants to try to make a nature check,
I'll do it. Why not? I'm terrible at it, but let's open the natural 20. 13.
Not a critical failure.
Sweet.
So again, just sort of sniffs at you, sort of rears her head back a bit. Just not feeling it.
Thinking back to Bing Bumble, is there any food that he could...
What were the name of those birds we fed, Big Bumble?
Those birds of paradise, weren't they?
They were a bird of paradise. The emperor birds.
Emperor birds, yeah. Yes. Are there emperor birds around?
There are not emperor birds. You have seen them as you've been walking through, but you do not see any here. Clearly, prey stays away from the EKJ elves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any food, I guess.
I mean, you could just try another, you didn't critically fail, so you can try again.
Alright. 20.
A 20, she seems to sniff you, and she does seem to, like, perk up and watch you as if she's, like, looking to see what you do. She's interested in you.
Hello? Nice kitty.
Yeah, she...
Was it Henriet?
Harriet.
Harriet?
So, yeah, she seems interested in you. She hasn't gotten down from her perch yet, but she does seem to, like, look at you, and she does the sort of, like, slow eye close that cats do when they have trust. Yeah.
Yes.
So she seems at ease. If you want, you can try to make another one to get closer.
All right.
You could feed her skull.
No. She's a medium creature, right? Ooh, 16. That would be a 20... Oh God, I'm mathing terribly. 23.
And 23. Yeah, she's not really feeling it. If you try to like put your hand out or whatever, you know, she doesn't like roll over to expose her belly.
I mean, that's a trap anyway. Come on.
For most cats, but mine, when that belly came out, it was time for belly rubs.
For like 5 seconds, and they're like,
no, I would put Princess Leia to sleep with her belly rubs. Oh. I would just rub her belly, and eventually she would just fall asleep like that. But yeah, she's not. She sort of sniffs your hand, but she's not exactly like agitated.
Okay. Hey, he's just on, I guess, chill for a moment. Hello, Harry. Hello. I'm assuming she doesn't speak common anyway, but...
So Benson saddles up too. Oh, good. Did you know that,
She mauls you.
didn't roll nature checks. The lion is a holy animal in the eyes of Iomide.
Oh, that I did not know. Do you suppose this one is sent by Iomide to watch over you?
I don't think that, but it's a beautiful beast, nonetheless.
Oh, yes. And quite a killer.
I'm not stupid enough to try to stick my hand up there.
Oh, no, I'm not. I like my hand where it is, attached to me.
But even if it wasn't sent by Iomide, it is strangely calm. We're in a sea of strangeness, and we're in a new world, but there's still something to look at that reminds me of home.
That is quite nice. Harriet, do you hear that? You put him at ease. And he's just like, doing kind of not trying to mock him, but he's just kind of like listening and like not sure what to do. Like, are the elves just staring?
Oh, yeah. Really staring at you.
And I'm just...
they put their hand up so sort of at ease, and then they take the other hand and like stroke over the back of their hand.
Oh,
as
Christ.
If you need to
no
try to do that.
God,
try to do what?
try to pet in order to ease Harriet.
Benson, do you have a block? block me from it.
You know what? Benson's gonna go for it.
Yeah.
Seeing this, Adelar is going to ready an action to heal.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you know, because like Alex was like, you said I'm like really close to her, right?
You're really close. Yeah,
I'm okay. Looking at
19 on the die.
Oh, ooh. Yes,
for a
22.
For a 22, that's not do it.
That's the best I can do.
Wow.
You said she doesn't or doesn't?
Yeah, she does not. No, no. She does not seem agitated because he didn't critically fail.
Yeah.
I literally can only roll a natural 20 then.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could try it as well. Ooh, yeah, that's unfortunate. 15?
That is a critical fail.
Ah, figured.
So as you go to do it, you sort of lean in a bit and you stumble and it scares her and she bites at your hand.
Reflex.
And then she scampers off into the trees.
Are you going to roll for damage?
No, it doesn't say that.
Took a reflex save.
Yeah.
Did she hit my AC?
That's what you all get. Leave the beast alone.
So there is one elf that is still there watching you guys. His armor looks to be a lot more gilded. Let me go ahead and post a picture of it, actually, for you guys.
How high was she up, anyway?
She's only like 10, like 5 feet up.
Oh, I thought she was like 15 or 20 feet up in the trees or something.
No, I mean, the whole place is bridges covered in branches and stuff, so she just perched up somewhere. And this elf...
attacks. Roll for initiative.
Oh man, I forgot I can't just click and drag on a roll 20. What's a good way to pull pictures on?
How dare
Discord.
You.
Discord would work. Jeb would be all confused though.
Guys, what are you doing?
Guys, what is this?
Are you playing WoW?
Jed's like our groupie.
Really, the one
for anybody who doesn't know Jed yet.
Yeah,
he's the one.
Well, they would know him if they watched Sticky Business.
Yeah, if you watch Sticky Business, if you watch our Pathfinder Society streams, yeah.
If they haven't heard of Torque.
The Orc.
The Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Quick advertisement. Watch Sticky Business when we stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays at 8:30. Whenever we announce it,
8:30 Eastern time.
In all actuality, playing with Jed is awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He's great.
Oh yeah.
His characters are funny. That shit, and he really gets into them.
That is like an actual understatement. Like he gets really into.
Uh-huh.
He becomes character. We have to calm him down afterwards because he starts trying to body slam people. It's quite violent.
Jed's my friend who I turned from 5e to Pathfinder.
Conversions.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's a picture of this elf.
That bow.
I know.
He's got a wicked bow. Oh. His hair done in these like thin dreads. They sort of go around his face, but his armor looks supremely made. He has had the bow knocked the entire time that you guys have been talking to Harriet, and when Harriet bites your hand and scampers off into the canopy, he sort of just and scampers off as well in the other direction.
Weirdo.
So he's gone.
He's gone.
Sounds like a loser.
It seems that we might be embarrassing ourselves. Well, I already did a good enough job earlier.
Well, I look at... This might be a stretch. I look at Elkwood.
Hmm.
I look at Scald.
Hmm.
I look in the direction of this impressive-looking elf. And I look in the direction Harriet ran.
I'm putting it together, but... Yeah. It's just nighttime now.
Just a guess.
I mean...
Animal companion. That's what I'm guessing.
Mabley.
I mean, this dude looks badass.
Yeah, he does. It could be an animal companion. So that's why he was probably, like, watching. Like,
yeah.
He better not hurt my... Better not hurt my cat. But, I mean, could I roll for something for that? Or to put two and two together? If
they just said that Harriet was like
a spirit.
Yeah, she,
of something.
Yeah, they just consider her, like, a gentle spirit.
So he's probably, like, a... His own like personal guardian of something, like he wants to guard her or something. I don't know.
Or maybe he just has a vested interest in her as a member of the community.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I said, elves have been watching the whole time. This guy just looks a bit more special than the other ones.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. He doesn't really think too much about it, but he's just kind of like curious about her. But he's not going to obviously chase her into the night in a jungle.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Elkwood, weren't you going to go hunting with them?
Yes. Did they give me a schedule? Did they?
Yeah, you can go now. They're still
meet
prepping.
Meet at the big tree at sundown.
Big tree at sundown. Put on your Google Calendar. Oh, got my alert.
I sent you an invite and you didn't accept. So are you actually coming to this?
No. I put maybe.
Well, you can't put tentatively. You have to accept or decline.
Elkwood has an iPhone and they all have Androids.
I was literally thinking the same thing. It's like that's when you know you've crossed into a different culture when they all have Android.
I have no reception.
But I didn't have any reception at home either.
Yeah, if they are going hunting, he's going to join them.
Okay. So you go up. There's a bunch of elves that they're making new fletching for their arrows.
Is that guy there?
He is there. He's helping out the other elves with theirs, testing bow tension and stuff like that.
Okay.
As you go up, he just sort of looks at you. It's like, I hope you're not planning on making a fool of yourself twice if you're coming on this hunt.
Huh. No, of course not. I'm impeccable as a hunter.
You're terrible with animals.
Oh, that I am. I will not disagree with that. But I am good at obtaining.
So you wish to come with us?
Yes. I think it'd be a quite learning experience, if anything else.
What about your friends?
And as he says that, Benson comes down. I'm not looking to shoot anything. I'm literally just going to watch his back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, like this guy's going to try to backstab me.
No, not these guys. Gurion shows up. Might need a tank.
Oh, yeah.
So he looks you up and down, and he just goes, this outsider friend of yours, he's only going to make more ruckus as we're walking through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that is quite true. You are quite, how do I say this locally? Loud.
Well, if you would prefer to go on this by yourself, I guess I'll let you go, but...
I think we can handle it. And, like, how many hunters is it? It's like...
It's like 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're quite fine.
All right. If you need me, scream help very loudly and hope I hear.
Oh, yes. Use retributive strike from that distance. But yes, I believe we'll be fine. 10 hunters, capable hunters.
I look around. Just be careful.
Oh, of course. These guys are pretty good shots.
Oh, I don't doubt that. And I look at this elf. Some of you look quite impressive.
It's amazing you all have survived within the few hours you've been here. Are we ready to go? All the elves just sort of go, yeah. And they scamper off from the tree line and slide like fucking Tarzan down a vine to the jungle floor.
Oh, we vine surf?
I wish I could learn how to do that.
I just imagine Benson like trying to vine surf and then vine just snaps.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
Holds onto the vine and just yanks down the branch.
I fall 40 feet.
I don't. So it's like I don't know his name, so I'm just gonna call him Cocky Cockerson.
His name, as you learn from the others, is Akosa of the Hawk Clan.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. So he's self-important. Got it.
Yes. Well, they all introduce themselves as my name of this clan. My mother is of this clan. That's how they all introduce themselves.
Oh God. Okay.
Like I said, it's a very family oriented.
Yeah, it's
thing,
a very formal, but it's like I am I am Elkwood. I'm Elkwood of the Grimm clan. My mother is an abandoning piece of shit. Yeah. But
I'm Kezra. This is little Kezra.
See, in this area of the culture, Benson shines.
Benson of the House Black.
My mother was something of the House Black.
Yes. All right, so. Elkwood, this is all you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So, if the PCs wish to join the hunt, the elves take them along without an argument.
Hmm.
The hunt takes place in the wild surrounding Akravel and involves three phases that play out in an exploration mode, seeking, positioning, and hunting. The hunt itself takes 3 hours to complete. Any PC involved in the hunt won't be able to participate in any other... Oh, okay, well, we did it last anyway. More than one PC, but so going first, we are going to seek out the animals.
Hmm.
Exploration mode: you help the elven hunters look for signs of animals. Attempt a nature or perception check.
Okay, perception. That'd be a 23.
That is a success. You discover signs of animals that are safe to hunt. So you find some boars or some kind of stags.
Yeah, it's like he's like finding his footing with this because like getting back into it, he's just like, oh, yes, there seems to be boar tracks around here, and just kind of like points off, I guess, into a direction.
Yep. Next, positioning the hunters. With the target game animals located, you must move to an advantageous position without startling the prey. Attempt a stealth check.
Right man for the job.
Yeah, boy. Benson, get in here. Clink, clink, clink. That would be a... hold on. 24.
24? Against standard game, the DC was 20, so you succeeded. You position yourself well and take no penalty when hunting. Next, we are going to hunt the animals. When the hunt begins, the EQJ elves with the PC, with Elkwood, work together to bring down the game. So this is a standard game. So what you need to do...
Attack roll. Please make an attack roll.
Participating. Oh, no. You need to make a survival check.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, survival is all about gathering food.
It's not that bad.
No.
My survival is not terrible. Natural 20.
Oh, yes. Rocks.
29.
Absolute rocks.
All right. Well, with a critical success, you help take down the animals quickly and relatively painlessly, showing them mercy. The Ikujay elves take note of that as you swiftly shoot it in the neck, and the boar just goes sort of and topples over.
And with age, it's like one shot, one kill.
Wait, so what you're telling me is that Elkwood knows how to kill something painlessly.
Yeah. I do. The animal didn't do anything to me. I'm sorry.
So, as the group of you come up and take out this little group of boar, Akosa sees you take out this one boar painlessly. No effort at all. And he sort of just comes up and pats you on the back and goes, "You're very good at that."
Thank you.
"I appreciate you coming. These will be fine feasts for tonight."
Much. Thank you very much. It's.
Let's go home.
Yes. Let's run. I do mean vine surf back.
Yep.
It's just like, "Oh, here I go killing again."
Finally, the taste of blood.
But he's like, "Yes." He's like, "Oh, I don't have to kill this guy." No, he's definitely like, it's not what he's completely used to, but it was kind of freer feeling. Like,
okay.
It was more like survival than...
Yeah. While you have been out for 3 hours, the rest of you are sort of milling about. Nikitaya comes up to you and she goes, "Our leaders would like to meet with you."
"Oh, yes, I would be delighted to meet them."
"Absolutely."
"Great. The twin leopards will see you right away." And she shows you the way. You guys go, and you go up to it's an elaborate meeting room that they have. They're both sitting. It's not like fancy. It's just a very open thing, and they're just like sitting on the floor. But there's a bunch of like trophies and different decorative things around. So it's simply. It's just this platform made from woven tree branches, and once you two arrive, they're sitting on the floor of this platform, and they say, "We are Ose Panin and Ose Atsu of the Leopard Clan. Our mother is of the Heart Clan." Ose wears a patterned green dress and copper jewelry studded with uncut gems, while Ose Atsu wears a dark blue tunic covered with amulets wrapped in copper and green cloth. Both twins wear black leather sandals decorated with copper amulets and have long hair arranged in thick locks. So, as you guys walk in, and they sort of just take a moment to just, like, breathe, they go, "Why are you here?"
Adelar steps forward, and he's going to use his downtime feat called Group Impression.
Okay.
So, he's going to be like,
"We come from... a faraway place known as Breach Hill. We were doing a favor for the town that we came from and helping clear out an ancient building that was infested with undead and members of the Cinderclaws, and we came across our now friend," and he motions to Rinali. "Our friend Rinali. She spoke with us about how she came through a portal and she was very far from her home, that she wanted to get back, and we made her a promise that we would help her get back to her people and help her fight against the Cinderclaws. And now we are here, and I would like to offer my sincerest appreciation of your welcome here. And we've had the opportunity to meet some of your people, and they're very kind, and we thank you for that."
And I'm going to make a diplomacy check. And this applies. Is it just the two of them?
Okay,
it applies to both. Yes, 29.
29, that is pretty good. So seeing that you come out and explain yourself pretty well, they then turn to you and go, "Who are your friends?"
Benson steps forward, bows the waist. "I am Benson of the House Black, the Clan Black, and my mother was of the Clan Black. We are from Elidia, a long ways away. I'm in service to the goddess Iomide, the Inheritor. We met with Rinali in Citadel Terrene, and my god pushed me towards this place. It is my purpose now to aid in whatever way I can against this clan of Dahak. My purpose has been made clear to me, so I will be here."
Clearly you're a close group of friends, and your family is very important to you, Benson. What do you do? What are your aspirations in life?
I am Iomade, the Inheritor's weapon.
And you, cleric?
I am a high priest of the god Abadar. I serve him and spread his good message wherever I go.
And you, Quiet One?
Wow, I've never been called Quiet One before. Really out of my element here. I'm just following this cult because I seek riches, and destroying them has brought us nothing but good fortune.
I'm also seeking riches as well.
Basically, fucking bitches getting money.
So you came here for nothing but greed, it seems. How can we trust you?
Yeah.
If reward begets destroying evil, I don't see any harm in that.
There is a much greater reward than the gold. We do not even dirty our hands with gold as currency.
I've noticed this place very dull for that reason.
We don't dirty our hands with gold.
Jesus.
Look, we're here because we are following these cultists. We've brought our friend back from being displaced by that portal. We came through, burned alive by this visage of Dahak, and now we're here, so are you going to help us, or let us help you?
Could I quick ask for a point of order? How are they treating Renali, these elves?
Oh, they know Renali.
Oh, they know her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean,
Pushing her.
She can vouch for us then.
Like, oh, hey, Renali, long time to see.
No, they're just pushing her in a crowd, like, yeah, look at her.
And she's weird. So, perhaps there's some sort of mutual agreement. However, if we're going to invest in you, we need to know that you are capable, worthy of the assistance that we give. What are you good at?
Capable, you say?
Could you display something to us?
Try to hit Benson. Just try it.
Benson will raise. As quick as she says that, Benson's sword is out of its sheath. And he raises it to the sky. And as he casts zeal on it, light pours from Benson. And by my will, Iomade's might will be shown! And he shoves his sword into the floor, because obviously he can't just swing at people.
Well, she does. So as you ready your glowing thing, she takes a clay pigeon from behind her and just throws it at you.
Clay pigeon.
Okay. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Oh, no. Don't roll one. Don't roll one.
27.
Ooh!
That is a success. You cut it down.
Not only do I cut it, there's also an enormous burst of fucking energy.
It explodes.
Yeah. So, as you do that, they sort of... Good, it seems you can swing your sword very well.
So, Adalar... He makes eye contact with one of them, and he says, with your permission, I can show you a taste of my abilities.
The people that wear your same cloth have only come to this place to steal from it. What sort of things can you describe to us?
While Kezra pours a glass of wine.
Kezra's in the cabin just kind of pouring. Oh,
sorry, all the lack of gold has made me really want to drink more.
Second pour.
I confess that there are many who wear this cloth that twist the words of Abadar in search of greed and ill-gotten gain. But I assure you that I am not one of those hypocrites. In fact, I look very... I look down on them very much, and they make my blood boil. But we are not here to talk about Abadar. We are here to talk about a deeper fear, a deeper threat. And he makes eye contact with her, and I want her to roll a will save.
Oh, okay, shit. Just casting aggressively against the people we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
I asked if I could show my power, and she said...
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. And he could have said, show your power. Benson, stab this guy, and I'll heal him.
I did think about that. I did think about that.
Oh, crap, you killed him in one shot.
So you got an 18 on the die.
For,
with a plus 10. Okay. So 28.
It's a half damage. So
let me just roll this real quick.
So it's doing damage to her.
Well, I mean, she told me to show her power.
She said show power, so yeah. I cast lightning bolt on her.
My god.
What spell did you use?
I will say it's a will
save. Okay.
So she takes 5 damage and becomes frightened as her mind is infused with visions of Dahak burning down her entire community and like the people just running for the forest in the night of the jungle.
Uh-huh.
And says, this is what will happen if we don't work together.
See, this is El coming back and then you getting cool. Like shot with 20 arrows because you attacked the leader.
What's the name of the mirror in the Lord of the Rings?
The mirror?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember?
My God.
The mirror of Galadriel?
Yeah.
Was that its name?
That was not its name. I don't know. It had
some
weird...
That was the name of the scene.
Yeah. But no, I'm not sure. Jeez. Okay, so you pretty much pull that on her.
Yeah.
A wave of the damage. However, you sending fear into her mind as she is like... They knew of the danger of the Cinderclaws. And they knew that they worshipped some evil dragon god. However, seeing that has thoroughly scared her. And she looks at you and goes,
and you can prevent this from happening to our people. Just as surely as I can invoke the fears in other people's minds, I can also help protect. And then he casts heal to heal the damage.
Oh. Okay. So you heal her, and she's... A bit more at ease. The other one is sort of sitting there, and she's been staring at Kezra because he hasn't said much, and when he has talked, he's been kind of boisterous about it. She goes, I don't trust this one. I think he talks big. And she throws down a pole arm or a quarterstaff in front of you, and she stands up with her own, and she goes, try to hit me.
Oh.
Do I have to use this thing?
Are you not trained in it?
I was, but then I retrained.
I forgot.
I mean, I wanted to use magic.
Dude, just
light it on fire.
I mean, if you want, she can do a clay pot and throw it in the air again.
I don't think Kezra would back down.
We're gonna keep this. Quarterstaff in front of you. She stands up.
Okay.
In a ready position.
All right. Quarterstaff.
Point of order. The second the quarterstaff comes down, Benson stands within 5 feet of him.
Okay.
Rest you better strike you. Yeah.
So he runs over and he kicks the staff up into his hand. He runs at her. And his eyes go a little white as he does.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
I'm definitely re-rolling that. All right. Thank you, True Strike.
Yes.
Natural 2 and a natural 18.
There you go.
So, goes to swing the staff, and it looks like it's going to be an errant swing, and then suddenly it just, like, corrects almost magically. And I roll a... 29.
Ooh. 29. That beat her AC of 25.
Ooh. Wow. Oh my god.
So damn.
These people are badass.
So she goes to block and she blocks the first one, but then you just do a reversal and come up and hit her in the chin, and you hear her teeth crack just and she just Oh, that was good.
Just for good measure, and he just like, sticks his hand up in the air and he casts lightning bolt.
Wait, did you say lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt.
That's so badass.
Oh, God.
Oh, just like the heat and just like people's hair just standing up on end. Like, I know Adelar's, he's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, Benson just caused a giant, like, burst of light and sound. Nothing compared to a lightning bolt.
And since it's part of the flavor of the True Strike being my Draconic Bloodline spell, as I casted it, my body became covered in blue scales.
Oh. Nice.
So, as I was running at her, like, my eyes glowed, my scales covered my body, and, like, magically hit her.
Gotcha.
And then shot a lightning bolt in the air.
Yeah, so she is thoroughly impressed. So they sort of sit down, and then they sort of look to each other, and they go,
good, you have proven your worth for our aid. We give you this.
And they throw a dagger up in the air, and it lands in the floorboards. Chink.
I guess I don't care about you, Elk.
I'm not there.
Oh, he's not there.
Yeah, he's already proven himself.
Okay. I'm chilling with a bunch of people. Like, we're probably drinking right now.
Yeah.
I walk down and I pick it up.
This is a very nice-looking shiny dagger.
We'll see if our hunter friend can use this.
Can I identify it?
You can try.
I don't like your tone.
A dagger of wondrous.
Dagger of wish.
It's really fucking cool.
I mean, I can't use it. Well, I mean, I could, why would I?
16.
Cannot figure out what it is. I'll tell you that you can see it has a striking rune.
Okay.
It's a 2d4, probably.
But that's all I'm going to give you, and that's only contextually.
Actually, Adelar is going to take a look at it. All He's right. been studying under Kezra, for lack of a better word.
Ah.
So he's starting to pick up on this arcane stuff.
On this there arcane stuff.
24.
24, that is enough.
Ooh.
You know you've seen this kind of rune before. So this dagger is a +1 shifting, striking, cold iron dagger.
What? That's shifting? A lot of things.
What is shifting?
What is shifting?
What is shifting?
Are you sure it was a dagger and not more of a bastard?
Can you imagine if Benson just like totally switched up his weapon and just said,
ah! Let's hear about how good this is.
Yeah, right.
So shifting. It's it's just etched into the weapon. With a moment of manipulation, you can shift this weapon into a different weapon with a similar form. One action to activate. The weapon takes the shape of another melee weapon that requires the same number of hands to wield. This weapon's runes and any precious material it's made of apply to the weapon's new shape. Any property runes that can't apply to the new form are suppressed until the item takes the shape to which they can apply again.
So you tell Benson this.
Oh, yes, Erica. Benson, this is very powerful magic. So the wielder can actually change its shape. So where it looks like a dagger now, any kind of like... Is it... I'm guessing it's activation of a word or something.
Activate interact.
Yeah. So I kind of interact with the dagger and it suddenly becomes a mace. And then I do it again and it becomes like a flail. And then comes all these other different things. I'm like, yeah, take it.
Great sword. Bastard sword.
Could you use it one-handed?
Yes, you can.
Then yes.
That's amazing.
The best part about this is if you ever get in a situation where the bastard sword would be too large, you could make it smaller, cut you outside, cut you from the inside of enemies if you got swallowed or trapped.
Is this a striking weapon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. +1 shifting, striking, cold iron dagger.
Ooh, the cold iron.
This thing is so much better than my sword.
Yeah.
I, holding it, I look at the elders and I bow. This is incredible. Thank you. With this, I will cut our enemies down.
Good. We trust in your abilities after what you've shown today. We will see you at the feast.
And they exit.
Point of order. You can use a bastard sword in two hands, but since this thing only has one hand, does this mean I cannot choke up on it and get the extra?
Correct. Yeah. So it would
not.
I don't see why. Because the two hand is just a trait. It's right. not. It's not a base two hand. So you can't make it into a great sword because that has to be wielded two hands.
Right.
But a bastard sword's two handed thing is a trait. So
right. So yeah. So it.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't make it a bastard sword.
No.
Because a bastard sword is basically just a slightly bigger long sword.
Yeah. Yeah. It's they consider it hand and a half.
Yeah.
Is the terminology. Yeah. So yeah, you have a wicked new. Well, bastard sword. Let's see you decide otherwise.
This thing is so kick-ass.
Yeah.
And if you get into a situation where slashing isn't going to cut it,
bludgeoning.
Blunt. Make it a club.
Oh, Warhammer.
Yeah.
Like Warhammer.
I also got to point out, cold iron is one of the things that people always forget about.
It's until, one of the best things.
Until you fight fey, until you fight demons, until you fight those things, and then you're like, fuck, if I only had cold iron.
Exactly. So what you're telling me is we're about to turn into some fey.
You could technically turn it into a javelin if you needed a long range
weapon. Yeah.
Whoa.
This thing is so bad.
Except with no returning rune. Gosh. Oh, you could put a returning rune on it.
That's true.
I just have to steal yours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an incredible weapon.
It's so good.
So you're a bastard right now. Was it plus one in striking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the benefit was is the shifting in the cold iron.
The sword we found in the crypts was a plus one bastard sword. No, I found it in the cube. The gelatinous cube.
Yeah.
It was a plus one. Then we put striking on it when I... What did we find it on? It was on the rapier that we got from the...
the Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
So now that thing's obsolete.
I know, right? But so
I'll keep it in the...
Yeah. You can be like Geralt and have two...
Yeah.
Have two bastard swords.
Yeah.
So you guys have finished up all of the interactions that you can before dinner. So the feast is starting to go underway. Preparations are happening. There's about an hour left as the hunting party comes back, everyone's sort of joking about Oakwood getting that sweet kill.
It's like sweet kill, brah. Like, it's just bros.
Yeah.
So at that, Benson will come up to Oakwood, give him a hearty, like, forearm handshake.
Oh, he's like, what the hell are you doing? And just,
I knew you would show them.
Oh, yes. It wasn't too difficult in the end. One shot, one kill.
Anything you want to kill, you will kill.
You're not wrong.
Exactly.
But we have for tonight a brand new boar, which, you know, honestly should be cooked a lot longer, but better have some magical healing to get from the inside. This boar takes quite a long time to cook.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
well, if you want good.
Well, yeah, dude, we're going to turn it into barbecue.
Yeah.
We're not like fall off the bone.
We're turning this into an Instagram channel where they just shake meat.
You know, just puts the salt.
Salt.
Yeah, yeah. Salt Bay.
And then Adelar can eat barbecue without getting his robes dirty.
Oh my god, could you imagine eating ribs with something that you wouldn't need to clean afterwards?
Dude.
Amazing.
Yeah. Stains will hit it.
Like,
away.
Ribs are my eternal, like, I love them, but I hate them food.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so messy, but
they're like good tacos. Good tacos are not clean.
No. So early into this feast, three of the younger elves that were there at the at the dance competition. They come up and Nicotia is behind them, and the children sort of approach you guys, and they say, "We heard that people from the city can't handle spiciness."
I mean, you're not
wrong. Are you all willing to try?
Not gonna lie, I'm sorry. I almost, like, laughed when you said that elf's name. I immediately imagined you said Nicotina, and it was just some little girl holding a cigarette.
I wasn't gonna say
it. I heard you guys can't hold spice.
See, I wasn't gonna say it. I'm usually the one that screws up everyone's name, so I was like, did you just say nicotine?
I know.
An elf named Nicotine just...
Her name is spelled N-K-E-T-I-A-H.
She just smokes American Spirit.
To be fair, we've all had a little bit too much wine, I think.
Yeah, it's 5:30.
Oh, it's 5:30 somewhere.
Hold on, let me grab this giant bottle so I can neck it.
There you go.
Listen. There it is.
Yeah, it's like the about the handle of spiciness. It's like the meme online. You're like, guess again. I can eat mayonnaise without cringing.
I can handle my spiciness.
Benson is not having any of that, though.
Yeah. Kezra is like, I can take spiciness up from Marab.
I literally just walked out of a hellscape.
I took fire straight up the ass.
You're gonna get it out of the ass this time.
Yeah. I think it takes some spice. Well, then
the one tempers the other.
Right. So, like an episode of Hot Ones, the elves produce a number of brightly colored peppers that they offer to share with you guys.
Why does this one have the last dab written on it?
the bomb.
To bomb the one that everyone hates.
Oh, yeah. You can go up there, but that one.
Yeah, that one.
That'll get you.
So they brag that they've been growing some of the best, most delicious, and spiciest peppers in the city. And they offer a challenge to anyone who would like.
Which one's the spiciest?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's a method to this, so we'll get to that.
Kezra's like, hell yeah, let's do this.
All right, so they order peppers from mildest to spiciest. Hmm. So,
I'm gonna freaking die.
Okay, this is gonna be funny.
Have any of you guys ever bitten into a habanero?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've eaten a whole one.
They're surprisingly tasty, but
they're really good. Yeah,
but it's usually that after.
It's the like after, when you're like, guess, yeah. Oh,
have you ever eaten a ghost pepper? They suck.
I was that asshole kid who always brought super hot sauces to school.
I feel a great connection to you.
Yeah, right. my dad, he gets into like chili competitions and stuff. And
he's shown me.
Yes, he makes good chili. So one of the ones that he makes some ghost peppers, and I think he uses five of them or something in it, and he calls it Daryl's Five Hauntings.
Oh, that's good. God. That's a good name. That's a freaking good name. See, last time I had anything ghost pepper was ghost pepper hot wings. And I remember, not the day after, but the night of just feeling like I was delirious the entire time. Because I refused to eat anything else with it. Because I was like, no, I'm going to conquer this. And I did. But it felt like I was drunk the entire time. Because all my endorphins were just like, hey.
Yeah, it gets you.
Your body fills you with things to fight it off. And then you start to just feel really out of it.
Yeah, it's like I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
Ooh. So Kezra, they line up on a wood plate these peppers for you.
Awesome.
Roll that natural.
So go ahead and roll me a fortitude save.
Just Kezra? Grab
the first one. Just.
I mean, who else wants to go?
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, all right. So I'm going deep. They bring out some more. Roll me a fortitude save for the first pepper.
Is that our hunter doing it?
31.
Is that our hunter
eating? What?
31.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
Just eats it.
Kezra just... He snorts the whole pepper.
What is this, butter lettuce?
30. That was a 19 on the die.
All right, you both got...
Hey, we both rolled 19s.
Yeah.
Critical successes.
I got a 32 for... That was a natural 20.
Oh, my god.
All right,
so like...
Well, savages.
So now we know Adelar is going to horribly fail this.
Adelar.
See if anyone else, they just come up and they just start chomping on these peppers like, oh, this isn't so bad. I'm like, oh, well, I wouldn't want to be rude.
I got to do the Simpsons route and drink wax. Just so coach your throat.
25.
Wow. Hey!
Also a critical success. Wow. So you guys eat these. I imagine they're jalapeno-ish. You crunch on them. Three of you apparently just snort them. And they sort of look at it. They sort of look with a bit of amusement.
Yeah. It's like that would have been a 31, by the way.
They seem to handle the first one well. Right. How about that one? And they pointed this one, and instead of the green one you just ate, this one's sort of a bright, fiery orange.
Oh, boy.
Make another fortitude save.
Oh, natural 19.
16 on the die.
18 on the die for 30.
31. Making me look bad here. Yeah,
28.
All right. 22.
All right, all you had to do was beat a 19.
Oh, God, these don't go up.
You're doing pretty good. You guys are going to
go catastrophically wrong soon.
We're wasting all of our good rolls.
I know. Yeah. I was like, 20, 19. I was like, awesome. And I'm like, oh, no.
Let's make it bad.
Yeah, Adelar's at the point where he can like feel the heat because he like just barely passed it. He's like feeling the heat, but he's like, I must go on.
Yeah, your sinuses open up a bit and you're like,
yes.
Your face gets a little flush.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Benson has gone into battle mode.
Like, he's pepper sand.
are you trying to tell us this baby food is hot?
But yeah, there's pain involved. Benson will either win or he will die.
Can you imagine you fail the fortitude, you go to Doom 4 dead.
Next one.
Oh my! Oh no, sorry. No. Sorry.
All right, next pepper.
It's a 22.
Natural 20.
All right. Oh,
if somebody wants to come and look at the flaming fist, I might die.
I see it.
25.
I don't know. This one's a tweener.
Uh huh.
23.
What'd you get, Oak?
22.
You guys all succeed.
Woo! Oh, I just wasted that 20.
It was a DC 22.
Oh man. Oh my god.
Going up.
I just took the whole thing.
Yeah.
Stem and all.
Don't even chew it.
It's a power display.
Tasty. So they're thoroughly impressed. However, you guys have two more to go.
Why is this the bomb?
We'll see. Pepper number 4.
It's a clay jar.
Really want to beat this.
I really want to beat this.
Oh no.
Yes, okay.
Wish I had my hero point.
Oh.
Yep. Well, I do have my hero point. That's a good point.
27.
That's a good point.
I failed that one.
Mm-hmm. I got a natural 2 this time. So 15. Okay.
I'm like right 14. There. I think I got it, but I'm not entirely sure.
I got a 17.
Sure.
Okay.
Adelar. He's like,
did you roll a 1?
No. He's like, I have a dog. Please help me.
Oh my god. He's using a hero point.
Oh my god.
He casts guidance on himself.
Oh no.
One.
That one?
Oh no, 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 no. Two. Oh no. I think to use the hero point or to not use the hero point.
Dude, no, do not use the hero point on this.
It's okay, you're from the city, you don't understand these peppers.
I got a 13.
So the fourth pepper was a DC 24.
Yeah, I definitely failed that.
Oh, I just made it.
On a failure, you are sickened 1. On a critical failure, you are sickened 4.
So I'm sickened 4.
You're sickened 4.
So I'd be retching for like half a minute.
Yes. You can attempt to recover from being sickened, but you must make a deception check.
Ooh.
To keep your composure.
Ah.
I will do it.
Okay. All right. So you got to put on a brave face.
Wow, natural 1.
So. No. Oh.
Make sure you put your sickened condition on before.
Same, a 2.
So you guys try to...
14 for deception.
So it says at the same DC to keep their composure. So no, you yeah. you failed that as well.
Wait, so the only one who succeeded was Benson?
Was Benson. Yeah. So so all of you sort of try to keep your composure, like, and then all of a sudden you just.
I legit run away from the table to like find somewhere to retch because I'm gonna die.
Cast heal on yourself.
The heel on your tongue.
Heartburn! Benson is chewing this. All of his friends are running away. And he looks at them and he's like, what is this called?
That's one I don't have a name for.
Can I get like 3 of these?
How about we start with the first one? She sort of like pushes your hand towards your mouth.
Well, the first one?
What? No. The
last.
Oh.
I just...
Yeah.
Oh, right into it.
All
right,
make me that last fortitude save. Last one.
I feel like
you have a hero point.
You got a hero point. The waste. What's that face?
I don't know that face.
I don't know.
Natural 17.
Okay.
Okay.
30.
That is a success.
Oh
yeah.
Benson, King of Spice.
It's just succeed at this hot ones challenge.
And so, just I'm not bullshitting. 17.
Yeah, I see it.
So.
This is the thing I would bullshit by the good luck.
So you guys, most of you made it to the fourth pepper.
Yeah.
The first child dropped out after the second one. The other child dropped out after the fourth with all of you. So I imagine the 4 and 5 of you are over there just. Benson, however, no, it's pretty good.
It's very fruity.
Can we do the fifth one just for the hell of it?
I mean, if you want to try, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you no.
Oh. Yeah, I failed that one.
Natural 20.
Oh! Oh!
So I rally, and then I eat that last one, and I'll be like, ugh. But that fourth one just kind of went down the wrong pipe.
T posing for dominance.
So you guys have eaten the peppers and had a great time.
Well, most of us had a great time.
Right, yeah. Where's Adelar?
I mean, yeah. So they're super excited that Benson has eaten these peppers with not a problem at all. The young elves that offered you guys it in the first place, they come up and they have four bottles of hot pepper oil.
Ooh.
That they specially distilled from their garden. Each bottle of the substance acts like a salve of anti-paralysis.
Whoa.
Oh my god!
Damn, take that
huge shit.
Huge.
Though the creature the salve is used on experiences some blazingly spicy after effects in addition to its magical effects. So yeah, you have four bottles of a salve of anti-paralysis.
That's awesome.
Can I take the elf that initially challenged us? Can I like...
Yeah, they were children.
Yeah.
They're all children.
I'm going to tell a long story about... I would always annoy my mother because I always demanded for hotter peppers in my food. And it got to the point where they had to import them. And they did. It was my birthday, so they did. 1 year. And I just ate them and ate them and ate them and ate them.
Nicotia comes up and she just sort of slaps you on the shoulder. And she's like, you fit in here very well, Benson.
I feel like that's not true, but thank you.
Those potions are a level 6 potion.
Damn. Oh my god.
Yeah, they act as if active as a level 3... a third level remove paralysis.
Man, it's going to be a
spell.
It's going to be a real shame when I just use it to flavor food.
Benson, we need those. Oh.
What are you talking about? This pizza needs some spice.
With a greater version of this potion can remove petrification.
Oh damn.
My gosh.
Damn, they're like...
That's a hot pepper.
That is.
It's so spicy you just break out of it.
It turns stone to flesh. That's how you know it's good. But yeah, Benson is just like talking to these kids and telling them about his life.
Yeah, they're like all interested in like, I mean, they have barely stepped outside of the tree city of Akravel into the jungle.
And I grew up in a castle.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all about like, so you live in stone?
Yes, tall stone houses. It is my family's house black, and I point to the cape.
The kids are like holding up the cape, like wrapping it around themselves like a hood.
And I explained to them how it's a sacred cloak given from Iomade to my ancestor, the original Benson Black. And I'm just, again, going through all this stuff, and I'm just trying to make them as comfortable with me as they can.
Just trying to convert them.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah,
lose totally. Your loser gods. Come with Iomade.
So when you start talking about Iomade, Nicotia sort of like goes down and she just goes, Demon Slayer. And they're like, and so they start asking if you killed any demons.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite recently.
Tell us. Okay. I will show them the scar.
Wait, you showed them the scar?
Yeah.
Didn't show us, but showing kids. All right, whatever.
They're like poking it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Well, it doesn't hurt anymore. But,
Yeah. Adelar definitely takes note of that. Like, Benson just is like, oh, yeah, kids, this is whack. Let's fight the goblin
this
god.
This is where I almost fucking died.
Yeah.
See, I like want later that Benson comes back and, like, all the kids just, like, raise their arms. Iomade! Grant me strength!
Started an army!
You know how, like, as a kid, you'd use a stick as a sword?
Yeah.
They're like holding it up like, to Iomade now.
Then all their eyes start glowing, and you're like, oh, crap!
And she's like, cast away your silly hunter gods and fight for something meaningful.
Here's a card.
Here's a pamphlet.
No, that's not what's happening. But
what can Iomade do tracks for you?
Does Adelar bring up the scar?
Well, not in front of everyone. Mm. Yeah, that's a later conversation. I'm not going to be like, you didn't tell us of this.
Yeah, no.
Your sure. trusted allies.
No, definitely. Elk's going to do something slightly flashy. Like, he's up on, like, the upper part of the tree. Like, just kind of climbing. And then he just jumps down. Just like a 20-foot drop.
Yeah.
And just no pain at all.
Lands on his face.
Just no pain at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now he's an expert at it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Cat's Grace, Cat's Fall comes in. Yeah. And he said, no, he doesn't take damage from 25-foot falls now.
That is correct.
So, he's like, oh, snap. Benson, where did that scar come from?
Just one that I picked up during our fight with that goblin god.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's when we became god slayers that day.
Was. I thought about invoking Iobide's name during the fiery dragon, but a couple of words from Adalar made the difference.
Oh, I was like, I thought you said Iobide's name.
I did say it. I did not attempt to invoke the cloak.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah, I was prepared to shoot an arrow at it, but I didn't think an arrow would do anything against living fire, but...
I didn't either. That's why I was like, I'll do it, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
See, I swing first and ask questions later.
Well,
I mean, if you didn't start praying, I was going to start shooting.
Just like you swung first to assume you were part of this conversation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I've been watching this.
I'm kidding.
I'm watching this entire time. Like, he's just chilling. Like. He's like drinking, has a drink in hand. I don't know what they're drinking. Some sort of berry fermented juice.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably similar to...
wine.
Yeah.
Everclear?
No. distilled.
Kezra wants to... He looks around and tries to find like one of the older elves. And he just like calls him and he's like, hey, you!
Oh, God.
What's up with all your dreary attitudes towards my friend here? And he pats Adalar on the back. He's like, well, you got a problem with him? Like, why is everybody treating him like shit?
So,
they're all being dicks.
He has a hype man.
The elder Ikujai elf, sort of, she stands up from her seated position. She goes, there's a long history of people coming here taking things that we hold sacred. He does not appear to be one of them, but we try to remain cautious. You'll have to excuse some of the people here. She looks over at Kosa, who has looked at you guys with disdain, with the exception of Elkwood, the entire time.
We're just buddies. Just,
yeah!
Are you saying I ate all those hot peppers and he's not impressed? Come on.
It's like, holy crap, you ate all those peppers? You're my best friend now.
Your intestines must be lined with lead.
No, Akosa has been, he's actually just been hanging out with his good buddy Jossie the whole time. They're sort of seated together at like the head table. And yeah, she just sort of says that to you and she just sort of, I want to apologize for anything that they might have done. You are clearly in danger of the same way that we are. If you'll excuse me, I have a story to tell. Come, children of the Lapid clan. Voice calls out, clear and strong above the sound of the festivities. Dusk has fallen. Let us call a moth to tell a story. As one of the Ikujai stand and hold their hands cupped in front of them, each conjuring a ball of light into their palms. I have caught a little moth, Nikitai says, dramatically clutching the air in front of her. It has a story to tell. It is a story of great darkness. We will listen, the others reply. There was once a time of great anguish, a time of destruction, a time of night so dark that even moths refused to fly. From a hole in this night came a great darkness who saw the world suffer and thought that only it wanted to see more suffering. The darkness sought to burn all that remained, all that was nothing left but ashes. The first people that the darkness found was a brave people who stood before the darkness with the weapons and did not run. The darkness sought to destroy them, saying, you shall fall before me, for I am death and I am fire. But the people were not afraid and replied, you shall not break us.
for we are the guardians of this land, who stand to defend when all others fled. And what a terrible battle it was. The people shattered their spears against the darkness again and again, but no living thing could pierce its hide. At last, the greatest among the people, the kindest, the most righteous, gave their lives to forge their souls into weapons for the people to wield. Oh, how their souls burned like bright coals in the night. The people took up the souls of those they had most loved, and in the wrath split the skin of the darkness. They spilled the blood of the darkness across the whole of their lands. They broke the horn and teeth from the darkness and flung them into the sea. Yet still the darkness would not die. The people forced the darkness back into the place from whence it had emerged. The people trapped it in the space between, in the space between spaces. The people swore that they would stand against that, so that the darkness could never escape to threaten their land again. Could the people imprison the darkness forever, when even the best among them could not defeat it? Was it foolish to expect them to try? Nicotia pauses, then says, that is the story we have been given. We will remember, the other Ukajai reply. Once Nicotia has finished, she looks to you and says, do any of you have great stories of conquest, of victory against evil, you would like to share?
Yes. And as I stand, I recount the standing in front of the darkness. The House of Black has stood against the darkness for centuries. And I will regale them with the account of Benson and the church with Eric Friedman.
Ah. So you tell the story. Everyone listening at home, go back to that episode. Listen to it again.
Re-listen is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I destroyed the darkness that day. But even in all my efforts, there will never be an end. And that is the purpose of House Black. It is the purpose of me. In the never-ending tsunami of the darkness, you will always have House Black standing vigil. And as I say that, I will cast Zeal, though I will attack nothing, as light pours from my body.
Sort of it goes out and just like illuminates this side of the great feast. And people are just blown away. They're just like in awe, you know. They've done what they could. They literally had people sacrifice and it worked, but like you are literally just a man embodying goodness and fighting evil.
What happened to these men after you beat them?
I killed them. Every single one. There is no joy in victory in this story. Only happiness in the fact that darkness did not spread.
Nicotia sort of stands up and she goes,
Mr. Benson, thank you so much for your story. It appears that cloak is a great burden on you.
Benson doesn't even say anything, he just looks down.
I'll see you guys next time.